Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we have breaking news here on 92.9 FM ESPN. It's brought to you by Beat the Streak. For tips to win a $5.6 million prize, listen wherever you get your podcast. Keontae Kennedy, the current UTEP forward, right? Small forward? He's a wing.
Yeah, he's like a 2-3, 2/3.
He is officially committed to the University of Memphis. He made it official on social media.
Moments ago.
Is this what y'all been waiting for, Maine? Already knows how to spell Maine properly, properly. Let's make a run. Uses the M emoji and the tiger as well. But there were a couple of things that I found interesting, Mark.
Okay.
Number one, you know I love a recruiting graphic.
Okay.
Well, on slide, he has a two-slide recruiting graphic. Okay. Love this. Number one is actually the number one. Mm. On the first slide, it is Keontae Kennedy wearing a tiger, two different Tigers uniforms with the number one. I find this interesting. Again, maybe it's just that's what he wore on the recruiting trip.
Do you remember that his number last year?
Do you remember who wore number one last year for the Tigers?
I looked it up. It was Amani Bates.
Does this have any impact about the rumors of perhaps a reunion with Amani Bates?
And oh, by the way, at UTEP, Keontae Kennedy was number three.
Now, maybe he wanted to wear one.
Man, maybe they just got like a one jersey.
Well, could it be Penny?
It could be the Penny part.
To Penny.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if we read too much into this.
Well, that's not what we do, Mark.
Yeah, but it's more fun to.
I think this is the question. When we had the discussion yesterday with Jason, does his commitment, does it have any impact on Amani Bates whatsoever?
Well, I told you, for me, it wouldn't, in the sense that I wouldn't take Amani Bates no matter what.
We're in agreement. But I also do.
But no, I
think with Memphis, I don't think that's their stance right now.
I think it's very hard for me to find it. I think if someone made the justification that they missed on, if they missed on Keontae Kennedy, if you told me, well, they need more shooting. Amani's a shooter. If he accepts his, like, you could. I'm not saying you could talk me into it, because, again, I don't think they should bring him back no matter what. But I'm not calling you. I'm not going, you're wrong. Like, this, you're wrong. This definitely will mess up the team. Like, if you don't have Keontae Kennedy and you say, I want Amani Bates, I could see that working in some form or fashion. To me, if you're bringing him back now when you just added Keontae Kennedy, I'm going, like, again, I told you yesterday, it's like, did we not learn anything from last year? Like, this is the exact situation of last year where you're bringing Amani into a situation where there's two guys now in Keontae Kennedy and Emmanuel Aycott who were told, like, you're the dude, guys who have produced, frankly, more than Amani Bates has at the college level, and now you're throwing this whole, like, you're throwing him into a blender, essentially, and kind of just figuring it all, you know, you'll be able to keep the chemistry smooth. And, like, it didn't happen last year. Like, right now, it feels like with Keontae Kennedy now, like, I think they've got a really nice mix of really old dudes who've all produced at the college level. And, like, frankly, they're like puzzle pieces that seem to fit. Like, it seems like Penny's done a really good job with Kendrick Davis, DeAndre Williams, Emmanuel Aycott, Keontae Kennedy now. Like, you see how they all fit together. And, like, I think introducing Amani into that mix, well, now you're starting to put you're trying to, like, cram another piece into a puzzle that already seems to fit pretty well together.
And while I don't know if any one player is going to replace Lester, I do think what they've added can combine to replace Lester's production.
When Lester, I'm going to be honest, like, you can't tell, like, I think at the end of next season, when this season's over, there's a chance we'll look back and go Lester and Landers were a better combo than Keyonte Kennedy and Emmanuel Aycott. There's definitely a chance of that.
Sure.
I think there's also a chance we could look back and go, for one that 1 year, the two 23-year-old fifth-year senior guys.
To go with a 26-year-old?
Like, ended up being just as good or better a combo than Landers, Nolley, and Lester Quiñones. They're not going to be exactly the same type of players, but like, you know, like Emmanuel Aycott's going to give you a little more size, a little more playmaking skill than Lester did with, at least last year, same sort of three-point shooter. Keyonte Kennedy going to give you, it looks like, same sort of high-volume shooter, maybe not quite as good a shooter as Landers Nolley, but same sort of mold of like high volume. Probably there's going to be some times you go, man, he's shooting too much, you know? And then, but then if you look at some of his other numbers on the court, like pretty active rebounder, supposedly a pretty good defender, a little longer than Landers Nolley. Like I keep going back to what I said earlier in the week. Like now that they've got all these guys, I'm not saying again that they're better than what last year's team's ceiling was necessarily. But what last year's team ended up being, a second-round team that earned an 8 seed in the NCAA tournament and finished second in the AAC, I think this team can do that 100%.
Rothstein just tweeted out his predicted starting five for Memphis, and it's Kendrick Davis, Keyonte Kennedy, Emmanuel Aycott, DeAndre Williams, and Malcolm Dandridge. It's pretty good. It's not bad.
No, honestly, they're like them like projecting as like a, you know, 6, 7, 8 seed type team and being like actually challenging Houston. I think a lot of it will depend on that center position. Like that could be the difference.
And clearly like that's been a spot where they've attacked, where they've had a good, you know, a good matchup with Houston's the fact that they have had real size on the inside and been physical.
But just in terms of like the foundation they've got, like it's hard for me to see. It's hard for me to believe this team's not going to be pretty good. I don't know if they're going to be great. It's hard for me to see this team being not pretty good.
You could tell me that theoretically last year's team had a higher ceiling, but I bet night in, night out, this team's going to be better.
They're old. They're experienced.
I don't think they're going to stumble out of the gates. And I think that's honestly, when considering the Imani reunion, it just feels to me like that is taking on an exceptional amount of risk for not a huge reward.
Yeah. Like, I don't think adding Imani Bates turns this into some, like, a team that's even better than Houston.
I agree. And the role that you're talking about bringing him in
now is like your sixth man.
Yeah,
like, is he really going to be down for that? I think this solved your problem if you're Penny. I think if Penny didn't land Keyonte Kennedy, he would have probably given serious thought to bringing Imani Bates back. My gut tells me because he's like a compassionate guy. I think he really does care about these guys.
Yes, and I think he really likes Imani.
Yeah, I think he might have done it. But now that he has Keyonte Kennedy in the fold, I think now it's like a big billboard in your face saying, don't do this, Penny. Like, you got enough guys now.
You're good.
Like, you're good. You don't need Imani. So big news for the Memphis Tigers. They add Keyonte Kennedy. The latest transfer, UTEP transfer, coming to Memphis. He's so old, Jeffrey, that Tubby Smith recruited him once upon a time.
Still not older than DeAndre, though.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.